Good afternoon. Welcome to Abundant Grace Chinese Church. 大家下午好，欢迎大家来到恩泽教会参加今天的主日崇拜。Let's greet each other before we started. 让我们一起能够相互问一个安，也一周没有见了。大家请坐，让我们一起来领受今天的宣召经文，诗篇117篇。万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们都当称颂赞他。
Praise the Lord, all you nations, exalt him, all you peoples.
因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。Please stand up. 至高真神 ，Be exalted, O God.
让我们一起来到主的面前。是啊，主啊，你的荣耀与崇高高过天地。主啊，我们更加愿意来遵从你，用我们的心，用我们的歌声来赞美你。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你这一周来的保守看顾。主啊，求你的灵与我们同在，让我们的歌声，让我们的心灵来敬拜，来崇拜，这个尊重，来敬重你。主啊，让我们用歌声来预备我们的心，让我们的心能够更加接近你，让你的灵能够更加能够激励我们，让你的话语能永远扎在我们的心里。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your unconditional love and guidance. And I pray that during the summertime, when we have more time, we choose to spend it with you and your word, Lord. I pray that we find our hope in you, our faith in you, and our livelihoods through you. We know that you are always here for us, and for that we can never be more. Thank you enough for that. I pray for all the kids going to CBM in the next couple of weeks that they will go closer to you there and stay safe.I hope that experience will be healing and productive in our spiritual walks. For all those traveling, we pray for their safety. And may you bless this time ahead for us, Lord. We love you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。Please be seated. 有福的确据 Blessed Assurance. 会是叫 Precious Cross。下午好，下面是读经的时间，我们要读的经文是约翰福音第八章31-36节，翻到后我们用同声同时念。 You can read the script as in Chinese or English. 难。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴隶，你怎么样说你们必得自由呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆，奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
让我们把时间交给长老。
让我们一起低头祷告。Our Heavenly Father, O Lord, we are so grateful that we come before you and we see brother and sister, especially the youth during the summer, and we come together here in one body and we worship you as we sang the song that, O Lord, we give thanks to you among the people. We give praises to you among the nations. Oh, how blessed we are that we can be the children of God. O Lord, through your servant message that we will get inspired today, and we may get correction, correcting, rebuking, and teaching and training, so that we may equip thoroughly so to do good work. Today, as we come together here, that our soul will get nourishment, encouragement, and strengthen in your word. We give thanks to you and give the following time in worshiping you that your spirit move among us, flow upon us, so that we will glorify your name and your peace and joy be upon us. 我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你，尤其是在暑假这炎热的天气里面，我们看到我们众弟兄姐妹聚集一堂，尤其是青少年，他们也与我们一起在这里的敬拜。我们看到全教会在这里的敬拜是何等的有福，借着主耶稣你的死，使我们在真理里面，我们看见主你为我们所做的事，我们可以得到自由。主耶稣，我们感谢你，当你设立教会在地上的时候，你说阴间的权柄不能胜过它，不是教会有某种能力，乃是因为你是教会的元首。当我们聚集在一起的时候，主你的大能就覆庇着我们，你的旨意就在教会中成就。你说我们所关的门没有人能开，我们所开的门没有人能关。哦，不是我们人的权柄，乃是神你所设立的权柄。你也是听我们祷告，让我们来到你的面前的时候，我们是存一个敬畏的心，让我们疲倦疲乏的灵再次被提升。当我们灵里软弱的时候，你来刚强我们。我们在这里特别为郭兴伟我们来祷告。他在病痛的时候，他谦卑接受主，这也是我们真的是之前之后判若两人。我尤其在他在病痛的时候，求主怜悯他，因为他打开心门接受主，主你就特别恩待他，让我们教会的祷告你的旨意可以得以成全，让他明天开始接受化疗的时候， 我们把一切参与化疗的医生各方面都仰望在主的恩手，你的大能、你的智慧、你的医治在他身上显明，好让我们信的不是为了成就我们自己，乃是成就你属天永恒的计划，让他们这一家在经过这样患难的时候，以后可以为主做见证。求主垂听我们的祷告，当我们身体健康的时候，让我们不是随随便便在服事上，当我们身体健康的时候，我们知道每分每秒都是主的恩典，让今天主你的话语再一次来教导激励我们，把以下的时间恭敬仰望，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。We are so delighted that Pastor Jim will give us a message today.
Thank you, Faith, for translating for me.
You're welcome.
I do the Mandarin, you do the English, right? I don't think so. I hear you have a new pastor coming. Soon. Three pieces of advice. Be kind to him. Be patient with him. When I was the first pastor, I did some really stupid... When I was a pastor, I did some really stupid things. Go ahead, Faye.
我们七月份就有新的牧者来我们教会。那Price, 牧师他说希望我们教会对新来的牧者就是对他耐心，然后对他有爱。
So be kind to him, be patient with him, and be sure to pray for him.
为他祷告。
If I think back on my early days, Timothy thinks back on his early days, we had people that were patient and kind and prayed for us.
牧者跟他还说长老，他们在年轻的时候，他们在刚为主全时间侍奉的时候，就是有很多教会的会众对他们有很有耐心，很有爱心。
It was a treat to see the college students and high school students here. Welcome.
很高兴看到从大学里面还有一些高中的学生在这边。
Congratulations on continuing your education.
祝贺你们都学业有长进。
I remember well my undergraduate and postgraduate years of study, so study well.
牧师记得他在大学还有研究所他学的功课，希望你们在大学都学有所成。
But never forget that the greatest knowledge you will ever gain is the knowledge of God.
我们知道最重要的知识智慧是我们认识神。
The Apostle Peter wrote two books, 1st and 2nd Peter. And at the end of 2nd Peter, the very last thing he said, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得他在他的彼得前书跟后书他给教会有很多劝勉的话，在后书最后的时候他有说我们要在基督的恩惠中长成圣殿。
So God bless you as you continue your studies, every one of you.
让神祝福你们在学校的学业。
In China right now, teachers with our organization are at Beida teaching PhD students better English.
牧者他在北京，他在北大教一些博士的学生，他们的英文的提高。
And we have 5 teachers in Eastern Beijing in Shunyi teaching middle school students.
还有五个老师在北京教中学生。
Most of our university teachers are now home on vacation.
很多在大学的他们的老师现在在美国度假。
But they're coming home and telling me a couple of things that during the June 4th period of time, for a week, all the internet was shut down.
他们回来跟牧者有一些沟通，他说在6月4号前后左右那段时间就是
At least in Beijing.
通讯比较不畅通。
Over the June 4th holiday, years ago, 30 years ago now, Tiananmen Square happened. June 4th. I think I'm right on that.
我们都记得30年前6月4号1989年在北京天安门广场的事件。
And they tell me that that particular event is not even in their textbooks.
牧者的一些同工他们老师他们回来说好像这个事件在历史的教科书里面没有被写进去。
They tell another story about a teacher from another organization who was asked to go to teach at Beida for 1 week to teach about agriculture.
他们说有个老师在北大花了一个礼拜教农业。
His first day of class, he showed a map of China.
他第一堂课的时候，他展示了一个中国的地图。
And after class, some students went to the administration, who then went to the Public Security Bureau.
之后呢，就有一个学生，他就去了学校的行政的地方，然后后来又去了国安局。
The Public Security Bureau brought that teacher in for interrogation.
那个国安局就把那个老师带去有受审。
What was his crime?
那他到底犯了什么样的问题？
The map he showed in class did not include Taiwan in China.
他说他放的那个中国的版图上面没有台湾岛。
Our teachers are having to be even more careful today.
所以现在做老师不容易，就是要比较谨，更加谨慎。
The restrictions are much greater.
所以受到更多的限制。
Four of our best teachers will not be able to return to China.
在牧师他这个团体，他们有四位老师，他们就不能回中国。
They're far too old.
他们年纪大了。
They just turned 60.
60岁。
That's a fact. In Tai'an, in Shandong Province, nobody over 60 will be allowed to teach at the universities.
所以在中国，他们这些外籍教师，他们超过60岁就可能就很难受到聘用。
At some other universities, we are given grace for 65, but most of it's 60.
有一些学校可以把时间延长到65岁。
Now it's not the administration; they want us. We have some of our best teachers are over 70.
学校里面是要求他们，希望他们能够去，因为就是他们缺少这个事。
Has to do with government restrictions, not university restrictions.
可能这个限制是因为国家的一些政策的原因。
But we are blessed that we have 4 new teachers going to China in September.
在九月份还又有四位新的老师去中国。
God is still doing some wonderful, wonderful things.
神借着这些老师做
Now a very important event is going to happen for Peggy and me on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. Back in 2011, I had my very first class at Beit Ha.
在2011年，老师在牧者在北大有一个课。
And the first day of class, I'd ask the students to just introduce themselves and tell me what province they were from.
在第一堂课，老师问学生说，介绍一下自己，然后从哪一个省份来。
And most of them had English names by that time.
很多学生都有英文的名字。
So this one student sitting right over here stood up and said, Hello, Dr. Price, my name is Frankie. Just call me the TV guy.
有一个学生站起来说, Dr. Price, 我叫 Frankie.
The TV guy. He works with CCTV as a producer.
他是在中央电视台的一个制作人。
Every Tuesday morning, he brought me a cup of coffee.
每个礼拜二早晨，他都带给老师。
No other student in 3 more years ever brought me a cup of coffee.
所以这个学生很特别。
I know what you're saying. He should have been bringing you tea instead of coffee, right?
牧者说他可能应该给他带个茶。
So, Frankie and I, for the last 8 years, have built a friendship.
那个Frankie的那个名字的学生跟老师在他八年中关系都很好。
Peggy and I see him every time we return to China, twice a year.
牧者跟他的太太Peggy他们每次回中国每一年有两次他们都会见到那个学生。
And many times he says, I'm tired of Chinese food, I want to take you to TG Fridays for some ribs.
那学生他说他吃太多中国菜，他也去TG Friday那个菜，烤肉。
So Frankie and his wife Grace and their little 2-year-old son David are going to be coming to our house for 2 days on Tuesday.
所以那个学生跟他太太还有他们的两岁的孩子会到老师家在这个。
He has talked about coming to America for 5 years. Finally, it's happening.
他们在谈的时候来美国看他们已经谈了有一段时间，现在终于成行。
And during our initial conversations, Frankie was very strongly Buddhist. Beads, very Buddhist.
那个Frankie那个学生，他是很虔诚的佛教徒。
But now, after me talking about Jesus for 8 years, he is now ending his sentences with, God bless you.
所以在老师跟他相处的八年中， 他现在慢慢的对神有了解，他的话有时候会以。So you can pray
for Frankie and Grace. We will be with them this week. Right now they're in Southern California visiting relatives and of course going to Disneyland.
所以老师跟Peggy他们家这个星期的礼拜二以后会接待这对中国来的夫妻跟他们的小孩。
All right. It's always a blessing for Peggy and me to be with you. I want to thank you for not going away this weekend for the 4th of July. Thank you for being here. Let me pray, Lord. This is a very important topic today. I pray that we would learn things that we can apply to our lives right now, Lord. Grant us your grace.
神啊，我们向你祷告，我们今天的话题能够让我们打动每个人的心，让我们都能够应用在我们的生活中。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Independence Day in America.
美国的七月四号独立日。
Peggy and I had a wonderfully quiet, special 4th of July, just the two of us.
或者跟 Peggy 他们夫妻两个人过了一个比较很安静的独立日。
And of course, we have all of the fabulous fireworks.
他们也看了很多烟火。
We celebrated with some wonderful Chinese food, hot dogs, beans, potato salad.
他们有吃一些中国的菜，还有一些hot dog跟一些美国的菜。
And we recorded several of the national musicals and fireworks displays on TV, so we got a front row seat on some of the displays.
牧者跟他太太看了电视里面很多的烟火秀，有不同的地区的。
We celebrate that day when certain Americans got together in Congress and declared our freedom, our independence from the mother country, England.
这个独立日，我想大家都知道是美国，就是在几百年以前，他们聚集，有一些人聚集在众议院，他们就是跟这个新的国家从英国的这个老的国家独立。
These men pledged to each other their sacred honor.
这些开始准备独立的这些开国之父们。
And then began the war of independence against the mightiest navy and army in the world, England.
然后就是因为这个独立，他们跟那个很强大的英国宣战。
And much has been written that it was by God's grace that the Americans prevailed.
受到神的保守，美国终于完成了他们的独立。
So this is what we have been celebrating. America's not only our freedom from England, but the many freedoms that we enjoy here in this country.
所以这次就每一年的七月十号，就是我们就来庆祝，不单单只是庆祝这个新的国家从英国独立，另外在美国能够享受很多自由。
Oh, it looks like all my animations are out. Okay, national freedom is something that we experience here as Americans.
我在这边都能够上个礼拜大家都经历了一个国家的自由。
We have personal freedom to pursue the direction of life that God would have us do.
我们还有个人的自由，我们能够追求神给我们每个人生活的计划。
You know, it talks about pursuing happiness.
每个人追求幸福。
And what happiness meant 250 years ago was not happiness be happy happy, but to pursue virtue.
在宪法里面是讲说每个人都有权利追求幸福，但那个幸福呢，在200多年前的意思是追求一个。
It was the pursuit of virtue.
追求一个真善。
That the framers were after. And then there's spiritual freedom.
还有属灵的自由。
Most people don't think about spiritual freedom, but that's what Christ came to give us.
我们基督他来就给我们这个属灵的自由。
This is the passage that was read earlier this afternoon. We won't read it again, but if you know the truth, you'll be set free, and Christ is the one who sets us free. So let's think about the kind of freedom we have in Christ. Ooh, they're all coming in. That's okay. First of all, there's the penalty of sin. The penalty of sin is separation from God. Both in this life and for eternity. And then Christ sets us free from the power of sin. Paul writes in Romans that sin does not have to have dominion over us. So we have freedom from the penalty of sin, freedom from the power of sin, and you and I have freedom from worry and fear. You know what Paul says, don't worry about anything, but with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. If any of you here are worried about something, I like to say, put the ball in his court. Let him know your concern and leave it there. And finally, we need to have freedom from the bondage of unforgiveness. I want to talk about unforgiveness today. I want you to think about something. I want you to take a minute and think about a person or persons who has caused a great deal of hurt and pain in your life. Maybe it's in a marriage relationship. Maybe it's in a friendship. Maybe it's an employer. Maybe a classmate. I think we could all think of a minimum of one person in our life that has caused us hurt and pain. Now I'm thinking that when you think of that person and you think back, probably your first thought was, how can I pay them back? What can I do to make life miserable for them? What can I say to drag them down? This has to do with the issue that we deal with, the burden of unforgiveness. So we have seven facts about unforgiveness. Would you go to Ephesians chapter 4, please? Ephesians 31 and 2, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
一切苦毒、恩恨、愤怒、喧嚷、闹跟诽谤，一切恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，一要恩慈善待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如上帝在基督里饶恕了你们一样。The
Apostle Paul says to forgive each other.
保罗说我们要互相饶恕。
And when we don't do that, we're being disobedient to God.
如果我们不这样做的话，我们就是对没有听从神的命令。
So just repeat under your breath, if I don't forgive, I'm being disobedient to God.
请大家重复一下，就是如果我们没有饶恕。
Sermon on the Mount, 23 and 24. If you're presenting your offering at the altar, and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar. Go your way. First be reconciled to your brother. In other words, seek forgiveness, and then come and present your offering.
所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想请弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在台前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。Jesus
is talking about if you're bringing an offering as an act of worship, and you have a conflict with a brother or sister, and until you get that resolved, it will destroy your worship.
基督说你带一个礼物来献给神，但是呢，你当时跟你的弟兄还有一些怀怨，一些不愉快，所以你应该是先把这个怀怨的事情给解除了，然后再来向神献礼物，因为这样的话就是能够得到真正的敬拜神。
If you've come here to worship today, and you have unforgiveness in your heart against somebody, you are unable to honestly worship the Lord because of unforgiveness.
所以我们今天的会众，如果我们今天大家来这边敬拜我们的神，但是我们心里面还有一些怨恨的话，我们就不能够有真正的跟神真正的敬拜。
Go to Matthew 6, 12 to 15.
我们翻到马太福音第六章第十二到十五节。
You remember the Lord's Prayer.
这是。And
forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive you your transgressions.
这是从主导文来，就怜悯我们的债，如同我们怜人的债，不叫我们脱离凶恶。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
If God is forgiving you, He expects you and me to forgive others.
因为神饶恕了我们，他也希望说我们宽恕我们周围的。If
we don't forgive others, it just takes our own forgiveness too lightly. We don't realize what Jesus went through to forgive us.
如果我们不宽恕别人，我们应该想到说，耶稣他定了十字架，他是为了饶恕我们。
You want to have fellowship with God? You and I cannot have fellowship with God if we're harboring unforgiveness.
如果我们心里面有这些不宽恕的事情，我们就不能够跟神有真正的团契跟联合。
Go to Matthew 18, please.
马太福音第十八章。
I'll read a few verses. I'll have Faye read them. Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall I forgive my brother if he sins against me? Up to seven times?
那是彼得对耶稣说，主啊，弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？七次可以吗？
I don't say up to seven times. I tell you up to 70 times seven.
耶稣说，我对你说不是七次，乃是七十个七次。
For this reason, the kingdom of heaven is compared to a certain king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, there was brought to him one who owed him 10,000 talents, or about $10 million. Stop right there.
天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1,000,000银子的来。
But since he did not have the means to repay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had in repayment to be made. The slave therefore, falling down, prostrated himself, saying, Have patience with me, I'll repay you everything. And the Lord of the slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him his debt.
因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他的妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就苦苦拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，我将来我都要还清。”那主人的仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
But that slave that was forgiven went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, or about $10,000, and he seized him and began to choke him and say, Pay back what you owe.
那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子，便揪着他敲住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还给我。
29, so his fellow slave fell down and began to beg him, saying, Have patience with me and I'll repay you. But he was unwilling, but he went and threw him into prison until he should pay back what was owed.
他的同伴就苦苦央求他说，宽容我，我将来必还清。他不肯，竟把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
That's not the end of the story. 31, so when his fellow slaves saw what that one slave did, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to the Lord all that happened. And summoning him, the Lord said, You wicked slave, I forgave all your debt because you begged me to do so. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续礼吗？”主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我的天父也要这样待你。
34, and his Lord was moved with anger and handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. So shall my heavenly Father do to each one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
对不起，翻译反了。
You already read it? Okay. That's the point.If we don't forgive, it's offensive to God.
所以这一点是说，如果我们不宽容别人，这是对神的一种冒犯。
If God has forgiven you, and you or I go out and condemn another person, your heavenly Father is offended because of your unforgiveness.
因为这是一种对神的冒犯，因为神都已经赦免了我们， 然后我们却不能宽容我们
And number five is this same passage of scripture. It's offensive to the body of Christ.
第五点是同样的经文，它是说这个同样是对耶稣对基督的肢体的一种冒犯。
Remember the other slaves.Found out what he had done and went and told the master, so they were offended.
在这个经文中有，就是别的仆人他们看到了这个仆人对别人的做法，所以他们就觉得很受到冒犯，他们就把这个事情告诉了主人。
I want you to think about something. If you're harboring unforgiveness and you have a group of friends that know about that.That's offensive to them that you will not seek forgiveness.
So, if we don't seek forgiveness, then our people who see this thing, actually, for them, it's an offense.
Number six, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15.See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many are defiled.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that. 希伯来书12:12-15又要谨慎，恐怕有人失去了上帝的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来，扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
Think about it. If you're harboring unforgiveness, you've got anger, you've got resentment, and you're bitter.Toward that other person, or maybe you're bitter toward God for allowing the other person to do that.
So, this unforgiveness will cause anger, revenge, and pain. So, we will sometimes even because of this unforgiveness, we will even go to God and complain about why others affect us.
And then the seventh fact.Is that unforgiveness imprisons the soul and prevents healing?
不宽恕的第七点是因为它囚禁灵魂，阻止愈合。
The one who is in bondage, if you are unforgiving, is you or me. We're the ones that are in prison.
所以如果我们 不饶恕别人，不宽恕别人，实际上是囚禁的是我跟你。
Remember in the passage that we read earlier, Jesus said, if you commit sin, you're a slave to sin.
我们刚才有读过的经文是耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们，所有。
If we are unforgiving, then we're a slave to that unforgiveness. Okay, let's look at some myths about forgiveness. You know what a myth is? It's things that we think might be true but aren't.
迷思的可能是有一些我们会觉得是似是而真的，好像是真的，但又其实是不是真的道理。
The first one is forgiveness is a feeling.
第一个宽恕是一种感觉。
Let me see a show of hands. How many of you ever feel like forgiving somebody?I would say you don't really feel like it. You want to see them pay. Forgiveness, basically, it is not a feeling. It's an act of obedience.
所以我们可以 做一个调查问卷，说我们这边有多少人是希望说我们宽容是一种感觉呢，还是说我们希望那个冒犯我们的人得到报复？
Forgiveness is pretending you weren't hurt. That's a myth.
宽恕只是假装说你根本就不在乎，你没有受到伤害。
So you say, if I forgive them, that I'm just going to pretend I wasn't hurt.
就是如果我们要来宽恕对方，那我就讲。就装得好像这个事情对我一点关系，就没什么伤害，没什么关系。
And that's nonsense.
这有点无稽之谈。
You were hurt.
那个伤害是真的。
You have been in pain.
你是受到了这个伤害。
Don't think forgiveness is going to take that away.
宽恕不一定能够把这个伤害都能。
But you have to admit that you are hurt and that that has caused you pain.
So you have to admit that you have suffered this pain.
Forgiveness is justifying the other person's actions. Just because you forgive, you're not saying what the other person did to me is okay. You're not saying that.
宽恕一个人不是说你宽恕了他，等于说他的行为还是可以的，他没有伤害到我。
Number four, forgiveness is forgetting.
第四点的意思是宽恕就是忘却。
That's a myth.
那是一个迷思，不是一个真实。
If somebody has hurt you, you won't forget that.
所以受到的伤害有时候是很难忘记的。
There are a few things in life we'll never forget, but when somebody has hurt us deeply, we won't forget it.
如果受到很深的伤的话，就更难忘记。
So don't think that that has something to do with forgiveness. That's a myth. You will remember.
所以这才是一个迷思，不是一个真的。
Finally, it's a myth to think.That you are relieving the other person of his or her responsibility to ask forgiveness from God and you.
这也是一个迷思。有时候会觉得宽恕一个人，实际上除去了那个人请求上帝的赦免和你的宽容的一个责任。
Just because you forgive them doesn't get the other person off the hook.
你宽恕了他，但不是说那个人就没事了，就不需要向请求神的赦免跟人的饶恕。
The other person still has to ask forgiveness from God for what they've done, and then come to you.
那位当事人，还得请求神的赦免和。
And they may never do that.
你的宽恕。或许那个人根本就不会这么做。
So, we've looked at some facts, we've looked at some myths, now let's look at three truths about what forgiveness is.
我们看过了宽恕的古典迷思，现在我们来看宽恕，真正的宽恕是什么样。
It's an act of obedience to God.
第一点，宽恕是对神服从的行为。这是牧师他今天特别强调的。
If you forgive, you're obeying God's command to forgive.
所以如果我们宽恕人就是对神的服从。
So if someone's hurt you, you need to say to yourself, God, I've been disobedient by harboring unforgiveness. I need to forgive that person.
所以有人伤害到了你，你可能要跟神说，神啊，如果让我心中有这个苦毒，我不能够释放对别人的宽恕的话，那是我对神的一种不服从，求神来帮助我。
Now the question would be, do you need to go to that person and let them know that you're forgiving them, or do you need to just keep silent?
所以下一步就是说，我们是不是应该去那个人跟他讲说，我宽恕了你，还是说我们就保持安静？
The other person may not know that he or she has offended you.
另外一个人或许他不知道他影响到了你。
You may say, I forgive you, and they may say, what did I do to deserve that? If the sin is not apparent, but it's just something within you, just forgive them. You don't need to tell them, just wipe it off your slate.
所以有的时候，那个对你的伤害，如果只是你自己感觉的话，你可能就。There's no set rule
on whether you need to go to them or not.
所以没有说一定的规则，是说一定要跟当事人当面讲清楚。
But somehow, you need to forgive that person.
但是重要的就是你要。
That person may be long gone. In fact, that person may even be dead. You still forgive. Forgiveness is a decision that opens the door to allow you or me to begin to heal.
开始一个愈合的一个决定，让我们开始。
Please understand, as long as you harbor unforgiveness, you will not heal from the pain that that person caused you.
如果我们宽恕别人的话，我们心里的苦毒就让我们不能够得到健康的愈合。
But the minute you forgive, the door is open now for you to begin to heal from the inside.
所以你一旦你宽恕了别人，那时候那个门就打开了，能够让你有一个开始愈合的一个开始。
Forgiveness is costly.
宽恕是有代价的。
If you choose to forgive, it is going to cost you a high price.
如果我们宽恕的话，是有时候会花很大的代价。
And the first one is this. You refuse to demand payment for the hurt and the pain that person caused you.
所以宽恕别人的代价，第一个是你放弃要求对方给你带来的伤害和痛苦的补偿。
Can you imagine going to another person and saying, I forgive you, but you're going to pay for what you did?
所以你可以想象说，如果我们原谅了一个人，但是我们再去跟他讲说，你还得要。Everything
in our being cries out, they need to pay for what they did. I'm hurt badly.
本性的话，我们都会说，我们需要那个人啊，来给我们补偿，因为我们受到很大的伤害。
Did Jesus do that with you when He forgave you? You need to pay for the way you've offended me. Of course not.
我们的主耶稣在这有一个很好的榜样，他看我们都。 抱怨他，但是他都没有说让我们能够要我们来这个补偿。
Now here's a real tough one. Number two, you choose to live with the burdens and the consequences of the other person without bringing it up to them again. This can be real common in friendships, even in marriages. Do you remember what you did to me years ago? I know I've already forgiven you, but I just want to remind you what you did to me. Does God do that to you? Does He keep reminding us of how we have sinned against Him? Of course not. Now here's another tough one. You choose to no longer regard the other person's sin by never dwelling upon it yourself nor sharing it with others. I forgave you, or I forgave this person. Did I ever tell you what that person did to me? You not only bring it up to them again, you don't share it with others. Our human nature apart from Christ will say, I want to share this with others so they'll know what a real jerk that person is. You know, the real mark of a Christian is loving not those who love you, but love those who have spoken ill of you. To love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. This passage says, as you know it well, Father, from the cross, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus asked the Father to forgive them. So the first point there is that they did not recognize their sin. And yet Jesus is asking the Father to forgive them even though they don't realize what they've done. This is the pattern that you and I need to follow. Furthermore, these people did not ask for forgiveness. Jesus still forgave them. You and I need to do the same. Unforgiveness keeps you a prisoner to your own bitterness. Forgiveness sets you free. And when forgiveness comes, the Son sets you free, and you are free indeed. Let's pray. Father, forgiveness is hard. At the same time, Lord, it was hard when you sent your Son to the cross. You did it because you loved us. Lord, I believe that when we forgive others, it's a mark not only of obedience, but of love. So Lord, I pray for each person here today that we would release the unforgiveness and ask for forgiveness. Lord, forgive us for harboring unforgiveness toward others. Set us free from that bondage, Lord. Lord, I pray for each person here that we would find the freedom that comes from forgiving others. And Lord, thank you for forgiving our transgressions in Christ. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Faye.
Thank you, Pastor, for the message. We have communion. We will read the scripture on the screen. We're going to have a few minutes that we have a quiet time to prepare ourselves. He has come to examine us so that our heart will be cleansed. 让我们求神来赦免我们，我们就可以得到洁净。 and he rose again so that we are set free. So that when we partake this bread, we eat this with thanksgiving. 这手里面的饼是象征主耶稣在十字架上为我们死，他的复活使我们在罪里面不再受捆绑，而得以自由。让我们感恩的心，我们来受，开始，一，预备。
主啊，因着你的宝血，我们得以永生。主啊，求你的灵来审查我们的内心，发现我们心中有妨碍我们与神和好的地方，求你来除去。主啊，在这时候，让我们能够仰望神，在今生当中能够继续跟随神。 Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your blood. Your blood brings us eternal life. Your blood brings the cure to us. Dear Heavenly Father, please search our heart and find anything to hinder our relationship with you. God, please be with us and bless us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
always, so that one day we're looking for the day he's coming back. And this Jews just to remind us that he washed away our sin. 这杯里面葡萄汁让我们想起主耶稣为我们所流的，他洗净我们的罪，让我们可以时时来纪念他。有一天，他必要再回来。We drink this together.
下面是迎新的时间，不知道有没有第一次来到我们当中的朋友。这是我侄女从北京，在北京读大学暑假过来这边来学习。好，欢迎。耶稣的名，欢迎各位参加我们今天的主日崇拜。 下面是感恩和代表的思想。暑假已到，我们在这个假期呢有一个特别的活动，就是我们将会这个 retreat， 就是8月16到8月18号，我们在Lake Tahoe 呢有一个 retreat， 我们特别讲员是华新牧师，请大家呢能够踊跃参加。那么退休会的报名呢已经开始。 如果截止呢是8月4号，但是呢，大家希望大家能够尽早的报名，因为我们的房间有限。报名呢，请向李伟金弟兄报名。另外是多家团契的学院的姐妹的丈夫呢，郭弟兄他是身体软弱有病痛，那么下个周一呢就开始接受化疗，那么他已经确诊了，已经决志结束主。 求主呢保守他的医疗的整个全过程，也照顾他的家人。好，现在请大家起立，我们唱三一颂。
Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在，是奉主的名。阿门。请坐，默祷，最后散会。